This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
I'm continuing the lesson on the power of the Word. The power of the Word. We said last week that this generation is living in a time where a fresh move of the Spirit is needed. We need to see the Word in power and in demonstrations. The Word said in 1 Corinthians 12, it speaks to us concerning spiritual gifts. You know, it says in verses 4 through 6, it says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit wherewithal. And what this means is all the power and all that God has given in these gifts, God has purposed that every man can profit by them. Gifts such as prophecy, healing, laying on of hands, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, working of miracles, discernment of spirits, diversities, different kinds of tongues. All these gifts work by the same Spirit of God. And he makes it clear in 1 Corinthians 12 and 7 that every man is to profit by all these supernatural gifts. You know, we know that God has given us great powers in his word in which we can benefit from them. But if we are to usher in a great move of the Holy Spirit with the anointing and the awesome powers of God, you know, it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. We know that we have to call on God for the anointing. And through the anointing of God, all these powers of the enemy will be broken. You know, we can usher in a great move of the Holy Spirit with the anointing and the power of God. You know, this generation can call on God until the glory comes down. You know we can do that. But it's up to us to know how to do that so that we can get it done. As the church, we must address the lack of a strong moving of the Spirit, you know, of God in our generation. We have to address this. Why don't we have a strong moving of God in our generation? And we can look at 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Paul tells us, and my speech And my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. See, it's not going to be your wisdom that's going to do this. But it is in demonstrations and in the spirit. This is how we're going to get this question addressed. It's how we're going to see a move of demonstrations and power in our generation. Paul says, I'm going to read it again. It says, in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, Paul tells us, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstrations of the spirit of power. You know, in 1 Corinthians 4 and 20, Paul tells us that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5, he said, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. So we see the word is coming in power and demonstrations and in the Holy Ghost. And in such assurance as we know what manner of men we are among you. This is what he's saying. You need to know what manner of men that we are that have come amongst you. We're people that's preaching in power and demonstrations through the Holy Ghost. You know, that's what he told those people of that day, and this is what the word is telling us. It's not going to come by your enticing words and your flowery words and your command of the English language. It's not going to come that way. It's going to come through power and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. That's how the word, that's how we're going to move this generation into seeing the great things that God let all the other past generations see. You know, they saw the miracles. They saw signs and wonders that followed. You know, the disciples, they saw the disciples work these signs and miracles. And they heard the words of God preached, you know. So they knew the word of God, and they knew the power of God. This is how we're going to do it also. Yeah, so, and they knew the disciples, you know, that preached the word to them. You know, they knew the men that was full of the Holy Ghost, and they walked in the Spirit. This is how we must be if we want to usher in a mighty move of the Spirit of God. Our focus today is going to be on how we can usher in a mighty move of the Spirit and demonstration and power and in the Holy Ghost. And the second thing that we want to talk about is we want to focus on what the Word of God does for us. So those are the two things that we want to address today. We know that all through the Bible, all through the scriptures, we can see the power of God's word at work. You know, we can see in the beginning of time, in the beginning when he made Adam, you know, he spoke the principles and mysteries of the kingdom to Adam and Eve. You know, they heard dominion, power, and authority being taught to them by God the Father. He came to them in the cool of the evening. And that's how he talked to them. And you know, in order to run a kingdom like the Garden of Eden, a place like the Garden of Eden, you know you're going to have to be taught explicitly how to run this kingdom. You got animals. You got all kinds of animals, creeping things, birds, fowls of the air. You got every creature on the face of the earth, in the sea. You got all of those creatures that you have to manage, and you have to know how to deal with. So you know God had to talk to them about dominion authority and what they had to do. So we see the great move of God in that area. And we know that the sons of God, in the days of Noah, the sons of God, they married the daughters of man. And the wickedness of man was great. And it repented God that he had made man on the face of the earth. The Lord said he would destroy man whom he had created. It was so wicked on the earth in the days of Noah till God repented that he had even made man and put it on the earth. And he was going to destroy all the beasts, all the creeping things, all the fowls of the air. He was going to destroy man and everything that he had made. But the word said, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, the word was, the world was filled with violence. And God said he would destroy the earth. You know, he commissioned Noah to build an ark. We all know the story about how, about Noah and the ark. We know that the whole earth was destroyed by water, you know, and only Noah and his family were saved. You know, God gave the people time to repent. He gave them a time to repent and to get on the ark, but they refused. So we see in every generation, if we go back through the Bible, we see in every generation that God moved with his great power, with demonstrations. You know, we see that in the days of Moses, that God moved with many signs and wonders. You know, all through the Bible, saints of God, we see the demonstrations and power of how God moved. So you need to ask yourself, why aren't we seeing these demonstrations and power now? And I'm trying to get to that point to let you know it's something that we have to do to usher in this. And I want to tell you about Moses and how God demonstrated his power and his greatness in the time of Moses, in the Moses days. He moved with signs and wonders. We see God, you know, he sent the plague of blood. He sent the plague of frogs and lice and flies and the plague of livestock, you know, where he killed all the livestock. And we see where he sent the plague of hail, you know, that came down from the sky, and locusts and darkness, and the plague of the firstborn child being killed. And we also see where he moved with great power and demonstration, the crossing of the Red Sea, you know, and many more demonstrations of his power were seen just in the days of Moses. Our generation must see the spectacular power and demonstrations of God also. But we know that there's something we have to do. You know, we must be strong and continuously petition God to see his miracles and his working power in our generation. We have to be strong, like he told Joshua. You have to be strong and very courageous. We have to be strong in the Word of God. How do you get strong in the Word of God? You have to read it every day. The word Hamosilakasa, the Word of God, have to be in your mouth and in your eyes, before your eyes, every day. And this is what that consistency of being in the Word will build you up, so that you'll be able to use the things that God has given us. We have the power through the Holy Spirit, but if we don't know how to use it, it's no good to us. And so we need to keep the knowledge and understanding and the desires, you know, to see the Word of God. We need to keep that in the forefront of our mind. And God will show us his power and his demonstrations of power through his Word. But we must be a part of the signs and the wonders that's coming that we need to see. We need to be a part of that. And how do we do that? We must live so God can use us. You know, we can see if we do that, all the other generations did, we'll be able to see signs and wonders in our lifetime also. You know, these people went before the Lord. And they prayed, you know, with great prayers and supplications, you know. They talked to God. You know, this is a word planet. And if we want God to move in our lifetime,